Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the revival. I should add this word.
New Covenant.
New Covenant Church of the Apostles.
Yeah, New Covenant Church of Apostles Revival held at Second Baptist Harvest Worship Center. We want to welcome everybody here today. We want to usher the Holy Spirit in today.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to start out with a song.
Amen. Hallelujah.
A little prayer, and then we'll pass the torch. Okay?
Amen.
Our first song is going to be Just a Little Talk with Jesus. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I know all you saints know that
Amen.
By heart.
Yeah. Amen.
But I need a little assistance.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and there the light from heaven filled my soul. He bathed my heart with love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole. Now
people see your generosity when you have a smile on your face.
Yeah.
They can tell when it's fake and they can tell when it's not. But if you create a lifestyle, and it's not just going to happen, you got to create it. You got to want to create a lifestyle to talk, to preach, to discipleship in the name of Jesus.
All right.
And it will grow in your heart. And you're
Amen.
Able to talk about Jesus and not worry about what they think, because
Amen.
The Spirit will take over the flesh. Every time.
Come on, baby.
So today, I'm going to get out. The Holy Spirit is working on me today.
All right.
We're going to go to the scriptures today. The scripture is going to come out of Psalms.
Amen.
Psalms 1. And if you have it, Bible, you can turn to Psalm 1. Most of you probably know it by heart.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I give you a chance to get there. For those of you who have a Bible, can stand. And to those who can't stand, we understand.
Amen.
We talked about, again, we talked about God don't want not one.
That's right.
So don't condemn yourself for not being able to do as long as you're doing for the Lord.
Amen.
Psalms 1, it says, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sits, nor neither sits of the scornful. But his delight is in the laws of the Lord, and his laws doeth he meditate day and night.
Day and night.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water,
yes,
that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Father.
The ungodly are not so, but are like a shaft which in the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
Well,
for the Lord knoweth the way
of
the righteous, but the way of the ungodly should perish.
Amen.
That was a lot in there.
Come on, D.
I would like to break it down, but I want you to go back and just read it later on.
All right.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time you've given us to fellowship. Dear Heavenly
Father.
We thank you for the lovely touch you touched us this morning to bring us safely on our way to
thank
be able to lift
Lord.
Up the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
And as we go, let your spirit run and touch our hearts, open our minds, so we'll be able to receive this word set forth before us, dear Heavenly
thank
Father.
You, Lord.
We thank you in advance for what you're about to do in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise the
name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to the final day of the Great Return Revival.
Yes.
This has been a wonderful weekend of revival. On Friday, we started out with a smaller crowd of humans, but a huge crowd of angels. We could hear angelic voices as we was worshiping the Lord. And the sweet presence of God. And then last night, Warriors for Christ came and did some music for us.
Amen.
That service did not go according to the itinerary we developed going into it, but God had his own itinerary.
Amen.
And the ways of the Lord are better than man's ways.
Amen.
We had a mighty anointed service last night, from the music to the preaching, and I'm excited about what's about to happen today.
Amen.
So I want to step off the stage here in a few minutes, but not before introducing the Warriors of Christ and inviting them to come up and lead us in worship like they did last night.
Amen.
Welcome, Warriors.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Check, check, check. Yeah, I turned it down for her, so now she's good to go. Great to be here today. And it's like I said last night, little did I know that half the congregation did not understand me. I realized that. No comprende. But, man, they were definitely praising the Lord and fellowshipping, so that's what it's about. If we're too loud, she's right back there telling her, turn it down. But we love the Lord. We've been singing for well over 30-some years, 35 years, in this same context. But, you know, God continues to bless us and always has. And anyway, we're going to sing a few songs for you, like about 2 hours. Just kidding. Here's an old song. My dad used to play this, and my dad passed away in March. And you know what? That's okay. You know what? Dude, we know where he's at. My dad was a pastor for years. Man, Chris talked about him yesterday, and I videotaped that. I'm going to let my mom see that about, you know, the impact that Pop's ministry had.
Yeah.
Definitely, you're seeing it here. I mean,
yeah.
This is what it's all about. Sorry, I'll quit talking. Turn your radio on.
Well, come and listen in to the radio station.
Here's some old songs we haven't done in a while, but you know one thing about it, it's one thing Pop said, you know, that it was a song that we always sing that says, if I go, if I stay, either way, I'm a winner either way. And, you know, I think you're more of a winner when you go to heaven and be with Jesus Christ and God, Father God Almighty. Here's a song entitled, Heaven Will Be a Reality. We haven't done this for a while, so we're going to do it. Heaven Will Be a Reality.
All right.
That's all I need.
Come on.
And as the situation may seem out of control, but you know what? God is in control.
Yeah.
And all you got to say, Lord, just give me that peace in the heart and mind. And you know what? He is ever so faithful to do so.
Amen.
Here's a song Kim's going to do. Oh, we're the Warriors for Christ. Like I said, we've been together for 35 years. It seems like 150, but we've been together.
We'll be married 35 years. So we've been together. I'm his wife, by the way.
Judy Chastain,
this
is my sister-in-law, Kim McCracken. We've just been together forever. Brad Chastain, and I cannot ever forget our sound person, Janie Schweitzer, and she's just been a good friend of ours forever and ever and ever. She's just, we just love her to pieces. You know, one thing about it, and one thing about us, is we have never charged ever anywhere we go. And we had tapes, and we've never sold any of those. It's not about anything we've done. I just want to say, you can never outgive God.
There's no way.
And God always continues to bless us. And I can go on forever about the testimony of how God's talked and dealt with us in our lives. And how my dad, even going through cancer, never gave up 1 minute about his healing. And it, you know what? He's got it now. And that's how we believe. Amen. Here's a song entitled One Holy Lamb. We know what that One Holy Lamb is. We know what happened. And Kim's, this song has a good message in it. And we know what the cross has done for us. And we believe in that. And we just let it just live in our hearts and life. One Holy Lamb. Trying to slay them all for their sins they've done. But then God had a plan.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that one holy lamb paid the price. Amazing. Just amazing. What a promise. And you know what? It was so good. After all these years, it's still so good.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Here's probably one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world. It's entitled The Lighthouse. I don't know if you guys have heard it or know it or whatever, but you know, this light that we want is still standing on top of the hill, and it's a great thing. The Lighthouse. Simply love this song.
On the hillside, that old
song entitled Homecoming Day. We just got about 10 more songs. Just kidding, we don't have 10 more songs. You'd let us sing, please. You're a sweetheart. Homecoming Day, one day it's going to be there. Dad'll be waiting there right with me, and there's a song they sing there where he's writing in the sand, just waiting for me to come. Okay, Papa, one day.
One day, one day.
Mom, Dad.
Homecoming Day. Listen to the words, a beautiful song.
Day.
You know what? If we don't have that, what do we have? If you don't have a hope of one day being in through all this mess, to think that this is the end, and then to think you go through this world without the Lord and the Holy Spirit and all that right now, how in the world would you ever get through without the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty? How in the world could anyone ever survive? They just can't. They'd have to live in misery forever.
Amen.
All right, are you washed in the blood and I'll fly away?
Yes.
Yes,
yes. Yes, and yes.
Southern Gospel, he had wrote this song, and you know, I just hadn't really listened to it, and then I listened to the words of it, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, when all seems to be guilty, and I'm dead to rights, and I'm guilty of what I've done in this world, born into sin, you spoke of
right.
it this morning,
Amen.
You know, and you're born into the sin, you're there, and your sin nature is to just do that, but then when you realize that, Christ paid the ultimate price.
Yeah.
I've got no way to pay for this.
Amen.
But yet Christ came and paid for it for me.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing. Listen to the words and the title. When all hope was gone, then mercy walked in. And it was a beautiful song. Listen to the words. We just got this one and another one and we'll be done. Oh, what a song. Sing it the other day. It's old song, and it's we sing it at weddings actually. So we do a lot of weddings. We do a lot of funerals. We sing this at a lot of weddings. But you know, it talks again about the marriage right. Supper of the Lamb.
Right.
Talks about one day when we talk about when Christ comes to grab His church, and we go up and have the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we're celebrating. Last song we're going to do entitled "Here Comes the Bride." Just listen to this all the way through.
Hi.
Here comes the bride.
Amen.
Amen. Grace.
Thanks, sir.
Woke me in. The bride is coming.
Amen.
Be ready. Be ready. Be prepared. Mm-hmm. All the songs I heard last night and tonight, the preaching of the gospel for deliverance, to you better be ready. Thou told him, be ready.
Amen.
There's wars, rumors of war.
Amen. Right.
And Jesus said, it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're going to go to the hills. They're going to go to the, in the cave. But it's coming.
Yes,
you can't hide from it.
Amen.
David said, if I make my bed in hell,
yeah,
he'll be there. If I climb the highest mountain, he'll be there.
Yeah. Amen.
It's coming.
Amen.
You know? Amen. Revival. Revivals again. Revival. Repentance. Reformation. I heard it all. Mm-hmm. And I heard the adorations in the song. One thing God likes is music.
Amen. Amen.
David said, the Lord is.
Hallelujah.
My shepherd.
That's right.
I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. Mm-hmm. David said it. I didn't write that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, blessed is the man who walketh not counsel of the ungodly, not sit in the seat of the. David said that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the cross.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. When it's all and done over, one day I'll fly away.
Yeah.
Amen. Like a bird from prison bars, I'll fly away.
Yeah.
Sanctified, justified, then glorified.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Your daddy's all right.
He's all right.
He'll preach his gospel.
That's right.
I hear you. Come on, y'all. We all got loved ones going on.
Amen.
We the one in trouble now, yeah?
That's right.
We got to fight that battle.
Yeah.
I'm not going to prolong this. But Chris, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We need a revival.
Yeah.
It's not just for ourselves. Yeah. The world going about its business, we all be about God's business.
Yeah. Come on.
Amen.
Praise God.
Let us pray. The gracious and all eternal God, once again, we come.
Yes.
Because of your grace and because of your mercy. We come because of your goodness.
Yes.
You give us the strength to walk in this place, even to roll in this place. You have given us the strength that we may come together one more time.
Oh, yes.
You have brought together this family that you made, that you created. And gave us all rights to ask you to be our Lord and Savior. We just thank you today for the singers. We thank you today for the preaching of the gospel. We thank you today for those in the congregation.
Yes.
That the Holy Spirit use us,
yes,
as we walk through your word, teaching and preaching, as we walk through your word. We ask again for your permission to use your word, that we may you get the gold nuggets and the diamonds and the jewels, the minerals of your word. Be with us in God in Christ Jesus' name. I pray and ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you would, turn to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. And I'll put a CH on there. I heard it say chapter. Not verse 53. Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. You know, everything's been lining up. We have been teaching on Abraham for the last two or three Sundays. And then Deacon Lewis came up with, let not your heart be troubled. You believe God also in many things. Things are coming together. God put things together and we didn't know he was doing it.
Come on. Amen.
But we want to talk about the cross. We have that wooden cross behind us, behind the television screen there. We have that cross, that wooden cross. But that cross didn't do us no good. Somebody had to go to that cross.
Come on.
Someone had to hang on that cross. Somebody had to die on that cross. That's why we're here. That's why we have hope. And this is why we need a revival.
Amen.
Huh? I call myself looking at some notes, but I think I go pro bono. I can use my notes. I can use it.
Come on now.
I heard the story that you told us. I heard Chris talk about your father. And we were there Saturday night, and Abraham said, one day at a time.
Yes.
We are so rushed up.
Mm-hmm.
Society is pushing us to the edge if we don't watch it. Yes. And when we had the COVID, God had to sit us down.
Amen.
Sit us down. We had church at home. We had church on the phone. And then you find those, I hate to put this way, that weed themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the number. Worry about who's here.
Yes.
Don't worry about what God's doing.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
He will weed out.
Yeah, that's right.
And has weeded out.
Yeah.
There's a new crop out there.
Right.
There's a new crop of young folk, older folk. New crop. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
Yeah.
Those on Facebook, those that's watching, and those listening by phone, God is able.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you why he's able.
Amen.
And I'll tell you why he's able. He said, who has believed our report? Verse 1. I'm not going to keep you long. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. He was just ugly. don't take this the wrong way. It's not that pretty picture we got. Crucifixion. They beat our Lord and they beat our Savior to no recognition.
Yes.
Some theologians say they beat him so bad that his head swelled up like a basketball. For you and for me,
Amen.
He took those beatings. He took those 39.
Amen.
Save one. And Isaiah said, who has believed our report? And you know, today, we got folk in the Christian church don't believe who he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's a poor commentary.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the word cross, and I came up with, so I said, if I can remember this, cross, Christian running organization. I had Satan severe. Then I had Christian running organism. See, we are living organism. We are part of the church. The first was a church.
Mm-hmm.
You can be organized, but not be organism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, we are made alive. Bible says he has quickened us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen.
He has quickened us. He has made us to come alive. We shouldn't be walking around here with our head down.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We should walk around sad and broke down. But because of a nature, that nature we got from our daddy, Mr. Adam. Because what happened in the Garden of Eden, our sinful nature. That's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
Paul made it plain. Those things I want to do. Those things I wish I wouldn't do. All Paul was saying is, I want to do the things that are for Christ. Then he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, not I, but Christ lives in me. We all been crucified.
Come on.
How you say, boy, why you say that? Because what happened on the cross.
Amen.
Huh? He was crucified and he lives in us. So we are crucified. And he made us righteous. Not by our own right.
Come on, preach it.
But by his might.
Mm-hmm.
Folks say, you ain't right. Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. Through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. Folks can tell you and call you all kinds of names. Mm-hmm. Those folks used to say they call you a Bible thumper. Tell them I'm not thumping the Bible, I'm reading it.
Amen.
You thump it, I'm going to read it.
Praise
God. Because Isaiah said, who have believed our report? There don't be no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should behold him. What are you looking for? Huh? A long-haired Jesus all curled up? Painted up? Oh, that's not my Jesus. I'm looking for a man who died for me.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a man whose blood ran down Calvary cross, Calvary mountain. I'm looking for the blood, the nail prints in his hands and the feet.
Amen.
I want to see Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Amen.
Jesus. Thomas, when we look at Thomas, Thomas couldn't believe it. Jesus, I'm going to show you something. Look at my hand.
Amen.
And look at this. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And my Lord and my God. Let me take you back a little bit. Take it back. Deacon, we talk about the thieves on the cross this morning. There's about one translation said malefactor, and the other said two thieves. And here Jesus in the midst of them. And I'm going to use, if you don't mind, metaphorically, I call it eisegesis, put my twist on it. The thief that railed against Jesus, that's a church. The thief that asked Jesus, can I be with you in paradise, that's the church. And sitting in the middle is our Lord and Savior, the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
So the devil over here is saying, if you save others, why can't you save yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Come down from that cross. See, Satan tried to kill Jesus from the time of the third chapter and 15th verse of Genesis. I will bruise your head and he'll bruise your heel. He's been trying to kill Jesus throughout eternity. And so the one on the left side, this thief here, he's still thinking carnal. His nature is still all over him.
Amen.
He couldn't see what was in the middle of him. But lo and behold, there was a revival on the other side.
Come on.
Y'all hear me? There was a revival on the other side, and Jesus in the middle, and the cross behind him.
Amen.
The Bible said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. So what makes the difference between the thief and this other thief is that he lived up. Look at the man who has been lifted up between heaven and earth.
Come on,
pray. My Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus!
Yes.
When you come to your paradise, can I go?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
First, I told you I'll put my twist on this.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, Jesus, I'm a powerful man. You shut up over here. Because you don't know what he did.
Amen.
You don't know how I'm feeling. are thieves, you know we are thieves, but this man hadn't done anything wrong. Jesus!
Yes.
I told you I put my twist. Can I be with you?
Amen.
And you know Jesus, as radical as he can be, yeah! You can be with me this day.
Amen.
This day. In paradise.
Come on.
Before Abraham was, I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Moses asked the question, "Who are you, God?" Said, "Tell them that I am." And Jesus said, "I am that I am. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." Yeah. And Isaiah said, "Wait, but we ain't finished. Let me finish describing this thing to you. He is despised and rejected of men." A man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. But surely, look at verse 4. Surely he has borne my grief and carried my sorrow. Yet we did esteem him smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded. For my transgression, your transgression, by those that have been in battle, those that have been in the war, you never been wounded like Jesus.
Come on.
You never felt the pain like Jesus. And I know that's a tragedy. I have folk lost their life in the battle, or just lost their life in the army and things like that. But this man, Jesus, wounded for my sins and your sins.
Yes.
Wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes, we are here. Oh, here what I like. We are like dumb sheep. And he put that dumb in there. We are like sheep gone astray. Now look at the world today. It's so messed up. And the church, got themselves in the midst of this thing. Yes. If we don't get back to the Word of God,
come on,
the church is gonna go.
Yeah.
But when we don't get back to the Word of God, we're gonna lose souls to Satan.
Come on,
he's laying back and he's waiting to destroy, kill, and to destroy. I'm telling y'all, if we don't wake them up.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't wake them up till we wake up.
Amen.
I'm like old Rip Van Winkle. We're gonna lay there for a while.
Yeah.
God gave us 3 years to see this thing off.
Yeah.
Gave us 3 years to think about it.
Yeah.
And then and think about what you did at that time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die. If I get this disease up, if I cough and I can't breathe, I'm dying. Now you get your grave clothes ready to call the undertaker, They can't go to the hospital, couldn't see your loved one, and God sitting there and said, "Father, wait a minute. I done had enough of this mess. Satan thinks he got me. They're my folk down there.
Yeah. Come on.
There's my children down there.
Yes.
There's my loved ones dying down. Wait a minute. I told you all my twist. They dead, they dying. Father, can I mediate for them just a little bit? Get behind me, Satan.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yes. He told Peter, get behind me, Satan. He looked at Judas, you betrayed me with a kiss. I can see the mind of Jesus. You sold me for 30 pieces of silver, and I gave my life for nothing. I told God I would come. I told my daddy I'd come down here.
That's right.
Adam couldn't do it. Moses couldn't do it. Zechariah couldn't do it. Jeremiah couldn't. Damon couldn't do it. Amos couldn't do it. None of them couldn't do it. Jesus said, I got to go. I got to go. And when I go, I'm going to be as a lamb. Well, you said, Pastor, I'm saying, John said, here he comes. Who coming down that road? Here he comes. What are you talking about, John? But here he comes. I'm talking about the Lamb of God. Here he comes.
Yeah.
The Lamb of God. Yeah. Coming. Yeah. The bride is coming. Yeah. The bride is coming. The groom is coming. That's my groom. That's my. We're the bride. The groom's coming.
That's right.
Yeah. To take away the sins of the world. He's coming.
Yes, you.
So Isaiah said, I got to write this thing down. I don't care if they get mad at me. They got mad at the other prophet. Yeah. They try to kill the other prophet. But listen to my report.
Yeah.
Come on.
Isaiah, the only book that has 39 chapters plus 27 more, which is the New Testament and the Old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? So let me. I had this stuff down, but let's go.
Amen.
Listen. Who else gonna die for you? Mm. Who else gonna spill their blood for us? We rarely get them to feed us. Huh? Can't give them to clothe us. Can't even give them to visit us in the air. Mm-hmm. Who else gonna do that for you? Only one person that can do that for you. And he wrapped himself up in flesh.
Come on.
He wrapped himself up in flesh.
Yes.
No man. Yes. No man see. No woman see. But he found a little lady.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Now y'all women are tough. God fixed this thing up. And planted the seed into the man. This woman. Not a man. But this woman.
Yes.
And her husband, Joseph, a good man. Because
yeah.
Many of the brothers said, wait a minute, Mary, what you been doing, girl? what you been doing? But it wasn't that way. The angel told Joseph, don't worry about Joseph. She's okay. This child is fathered by the Holy Spirit. She's okay. What are you getting to, Pastor? I'm getting to this. He was wounded. For our transgression. All we are like sheep have gone astray. Yes. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And he was afflicted.
Yeah.
Yet he opened not his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before his shearers is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison, from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He was made, and he made his grave with the wicked,
yeah,
and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
Oh, yes.
I take us back to Genesis. To bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his day, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
Amen.
He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied.
Mm.
So shut your mouth. Because between you and me is the Lamb of God. Amen. Let me get back to the Bible, get out of me. Deacon Lewis was talking about he wasn't baptized, but he was saved. And I'm not advocating you wait till your last day to do this thing, because you can miss out on good stuff. Mm-hmm. I had a brother, my oldest brother. He was a DJ, and he'd go to parties and stuff. He would get drunk, and one time he got drunk and should have died. And the car accident just busted his head wide open. And I remember my mother taking his clothes and putting it in the number two tub or something. And you just smell the blood. You can smell it. And yet God kept him.
Yes, sir.
So when my pastor, Jemison, he went to the hospital, and he went to the hospital and he talked to him about Jesus. And out of that conversation, he gave himself the life of Christ.
Amen.
But that isn't the story. It wasn't the accident that killed him. It was cancer that killed him. And so the pastor said, out of all your children, Dr. Margaret, this is the one I like. Because when he came to Jesus, he didn't back out.
Amen.
What are you saying? God can change you.
Yes.
You can have a revival anywhere.
Yes.
You can have repentance anywhere.
Yes.
Trust him.
Yes.
Believe in him. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. If I die tomorrow, I'm okay.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
If you die, you in Christ Jesus, you're okay.
Yes.
Amen. He's wounded. He sanctified us. First, he justified us. Then he sanctified us. Why? He set us apart for his purposes.
Yes.
He set us apart and he justified us. Why? He said, Clifford, you've been set free.
Yes.
What are you talking about? There's no record. There's no record of you being in trouble.
Amen.
Because I wiped it clean.
Hallelujah.
I wiped it clean. What the world can't see.
Amen.
That's why they can't identify what you're saying or what you're preaching about or what you're praying about. Huh? I heard you say something about the rappers. They can rap all they want to rap.
Amen.
I don't mind rappers long they love Jesus.
Come on.
Huh? The first rapper was David to me. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not walk.
Come on.
He was the first rapper to me. Huh? Tell the story.
Amen.
God can use anybody.
Amen.
How'd I know he used a jackass? Man, you quit beating me.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
He used that animal. And he used us. I don't mind him using me.
Amen.
Because he could have killed me a long time ago.
Come on.
Huh? Could have killed you a long time ago. I was born 3 pounds and 3 ounces. And my bed was my mother's chest of drawers. She didn't throw me away. She kept me. And look what God done now. Huh? Now look what God done now. I can tell the story. Tell your story.
Come on.
Amen.
Just keep 30 years the same, and you're not tired yet.
Amen.
Huh? Well, you're about thinking about the blood of the Lamb. I heard that.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
I wish I could have put another twist on this thing, but he was wounded for me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Huh?
Amen.
You can't just dismiss this thing.
Come on.
Yeah,
every time I see a cross, I think about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Every time you see a church, you ought to think about Jesus.
Amen.
Every time you go on a highway, you ought to think about Jesus.
Yes.
Every time you take a bite of food, you ought to think about Jesus.
Amen.
Every time you say, you ought to think about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to sum it up like this. I am redeemed.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Bought with a price.
Yes, sir.
Jesus has changed my whole life.
Yes, sir.
If anybody tell them I am redeemed.
Yes, sir.
I am redeemed. Brought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
If anybody asks you, just tell him I am redeemed. Give God a hand for it. Give God a hand for it. Over 2,000 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Jesus opened that door for us.
Amen.
When that veil ripped.
Yeah. Amen.
When it ripped, they gave us access to
to
the high priest.
Amen.
Come on.
And we can go and talk to him. I don't need nobody else talk. I can talk to him.
That's right.
And he opened that door up. He said, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water freely, and I will no wise cast him out. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
It's that simple.
Thank you, Jesus.
Might be somebody here that don't know the Lord, or you want to dedicate your life back to Christ. This is your opportunity.
Amen.
Deacon Lewis was saying this morning, don't wait till you get in a corner.
Come on.
The Bible tells me if you ashamed of me before my Father, he will be ashamed of you.
Yes.
What are you saying? We better check on. He said credentials. We better check out. Huh? Be sure that you know 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 you've been born again. I'll watch my brother as he's singing that song.
I'm going to sit here for the thousand feet.
Okay. And he's singing this song, and I just felt his spirit, and he was thinking about his Father.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell y'all something. The Bible says, your spirit shall bear witness with mine.
Amen.
And he was thinking about his Father, and he was singing that song, and he put himself in that song, and God was working with him.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And he was getting ready to get choked up.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he just raised his voice.
Yeah.
Woo! He raised his voice.
Amen.
One blessed morning.
Yeah.
When this life is over, I'll fly away.
Yeah.
Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. Tell me what music can do.
Yeah.
Amen. Go ahead. Tell me. Go ahead, sister. Lord, have mercy.
I sit here for those that need to come to God, for they to willingly know that they cannot do it themselves. I sit here for those that are in recovery, that for they to get strength in God.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Man, you look at his bride coming.
Amen.
He's coming.
Yeah, I told somebody this morning, I said,
I met somebody at the gas station. I said, I'm on my way to church. And they was like, they've been not doing too much. And I said, well, look, if you ain't sick, Jesus doesn't need you in here.
Amen.
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 If you ain't sick, you don't need to be here.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Eternal Father in heaven, we come as humble servants, Lord, lifting up the wonderful master's name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for this young lady who come to stand in the gap.
Yes. Yes.
As you stood in the gap, Father God, for us, Father.
Right.
And we ask you, Lord, to bless those out there that are struggling, those that are hurting, Father God, those that don't know you, Father. We ask, Lord, that some way, somehow you make a way, Father.
Yes.
And Lord, while we're here at your throne, we thank you for this wonderful service today, Father God. We thank you for your anointed spirit today, Father. And we ask, Lord, you continue to lead and guide us. And we ask all these things in the wonderful master's name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
And all of God's children said,
amen.
Amen. And thank God. God bless you.
Amen. Pastor Chris, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to celebrate right now.
Hallelujah.
I have desired to follow Jesus.
The Great Return Revival.
Amen.
Thank all of you that have been a part of it, Warriors of Christ, all the pastors, those who are watching online, whether you're watching live or in any of a number of recorded versions that are going to go out.
Yes.
The last word, the final word would be, is that pulling to draw close to God.
Uh-huh.
Don't turn back. Keep doing it. Keep praying.
Yeah.
Keep drawing close to God. Keep walking in repentance.
Yes.
Because that's where we find Christ. That's where we find revival.
Right.
And it's my hope that as we leave here that the revival doesn't end just because the big event has ended, but that the revival continue and that you spread it wherever you go.
Amen.
And so with that in mind, I'm going to give one final closing prayer, and then the Great Return 2024 will be one for the books.
Amen.
All right. Okay.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We praise you. We thank you. We thank you for the fact that angels have showed up here.
Yeah.
We praise you. We thank you for the anointed worship.
Yeah.
We thank you for the changed lives. We thank you for those that have gotten saved, healed, and delivered.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do.
Lord,
this revival is not ending simply because we're ending the event. The revival goes on. The life of Christ goes on. Lord, you have a great harvest that you want to do in Charlestown, in Clark County, in the greater Louisville area. You have a work you want to do in the United States of America and in the world.
Yes,
so Lord, we ask that you just bring in that final great awakening, that latter rain, to draw as many to you as possible before that great and terrible day of the Lord judgment. And Lord, we know that day of judgment is coming. We praise you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And all of God's people say,
Amen. Amen.